Box A, count. First, to use the STL algorithms, you will need to include the algorithm header file. Now, sometimes we may want to count the number of times a particular value appears in a sequence. We can do this with the count algorithm. This function takes three parameters. The first parameter specifies an iterator to the beginning of the data, and the second parameter specifies an iterator to the end of the data, thereby marking the range in which to count. The third parameter specifies the value to search for. Note that we are using integers here, but these functions are all templated, so they would work on any type as well that provided the necessary operators. Box B, for each. The for each function executes a supplied functor for each element in a container. In the example code provided, we instantiate a print functor, which prints a given integer. Notice the overloaded parenthesis operator has a parameter. We supply this functor to the for each function, which then invokes p for each element in the container. That is, each element is passed as an argument into p. Hence, in this example, the entire container will be printed. Box C, replace and reverse. The replace algorithm replaces every occurrence of a specified value in a container with a new value. So in the example snippet provided, every instance of 5 will be replaced with 99. Another useful algorithm is the reverse algorithm, which will reverse the order of a container. Box D, predicates. A predicate is a special functor that returns a bool value. For example, to implement a generic sorting algorithm, we need to know how to compare two objects. For simple types, using the comparison operators less than and greater than may suffice. However, for more complex objects, a more complex comparison operation may be needed. Predicates allow us to define and supply the comparison function that should be used with the algorithm.